Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Priced Out the Economic and Ethical Costs of American Healthcare is a nonfiction economics and health policy book by Uwe E. Reinhardt, completed from his long career as one of the most influential analysts of American healthcare, written for a broad, informed audience. It explains why the United States spends far more on healthcare than other advanced countries, while often producing worse access, less financial security, and weaker value for patients. The book is not a technical policy manual so much as a clear argument about how pricing, administration, bargaining, and regulation shape the entire system. Reinhardt combines economic reasoning with moral judgment, insisting that the issue is not only efficiency but fairness. The result is a compact, evidence-based critique of American healthcare financing that also points readers toward practical reform ideas, especially those that improve transparency, reduce administrative waste, and make prices more rational and visible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Reinhardt's core claim American healthcare is priced high, not used too much. The central argument of the book is that the main problem in the United States is not simply excessive use of medical services, but the level of prices paid for those services. Reinhardt challenges the familiar story that rising costs are mostly caused by patients overusing care or by doctors ordering too much treatment. Instead, he emphasizes that Americans often use less care than people in comparable countries, yet still pay far more because the prices for hospitals, physicians, procedures, and drugs are so high. This reframing matters because it changes what reform should target. If the cost problem is driven primarily by utilization, then policy would focus on cutting volume. If it is driven by price, then the more relevant tools are payment reform, bargaining power, transparency, and regulation. The book is built around that distinction, making it a direct challenge to simplistic cost control narratives and a strong defense of price-focused reform. Secondly, administrative complexity as a major hidden cost in the U.S. System Reinhardt gives unusual attention to the administrative machinery of American healthcare, treating it as a major source of waste rather than a background detail. He shows how fragmented insurers, different billing rules, opaque contracts, and complex claims processing create layers of overhead that consume resources without directly improving care. The book argues that this complexity is not accidental. It is built into a system with many payers, negotiated prices, and incentives for each actor to protect its own position. Hospitals, physicians, insurers, and employers all spend heavily just to navigate billing and reimbursement. That means money that could support care is instead absorbed by paperwork, coding, billing staff, and compliance systems. Reinhardt's point is not merely that administration is annoying, but that it shapes the economics of the whole industry by making prices harder to see and competition harder to use. By exposing administrative cost as a structural problem, the book broadens the definition of healthcare waste beyond overtly unnecessary treatment. Thirdly, price opacity and weak competition prevent consumers from disciplining the market. A major theme in the book is that ordinary market competition cannot function well in healthcare because prices are often hidden until after care is delivered. Reinhardt argues that when negotiated prices between hospitals, doctors, and insurers are treated as confidential, patients cannot shop effectively, and even employers struggle to compare value. This secrecy weakens the normal pressures that would push prices downward in other industries. It also creates a market where providers can charge widely different amounts for similar services, depending on who is paying. The book uses this problem to explain why consumer choice alone cannot fix American healthcare. If buyers do not know the price in advance and cannot easily judge quality, the usual logic of competition breaks down. Reinhardt therefore treats transparency as a prerequisite for reform, not a cosmetic improvement. His argument is that without visible prices and more standardized billing, the system will keep producing confusion, inequity, and cost growth that is difficult to restrain through individual shopping behavior. Fourthly, comparative lessons from Germany show that lower cost systems are possible. Reinhardt strengthens his critique by comparing the United States with countries such as Germany, which use different payment structures and achieve better cost discipline. These comparisons are important because they show that high American spending is not inevitable. In a system like Germany's, all payer arrangements reduce price discrimination, administrative burdens are lower, and patients are less likely to face surprise bills. The book treats these features as practical lessons rather than foreign curiosities, by highlighting reference pricing for pharmaceuticals and more standardized payment rules. Reinhardt suggests that policy design can change outcomes without eliminating access or innovation. The comparative method also helps him avoid an overly abstract American debate, since it asks why similarly advanced countries can secure care at lower cost while preserving broad coverage. This international perspective is one of the book's most persuasive tools. It turns health reform from a theoretical argument into an empirical question about institutional design. Readers are pushed to ask not whether reform is possible, but which institutional choices make it work. Lastly, healthcare as a moral issue, not just an economic sector. What makes the book distinctive is that Reinhardt refuses to treat healthcare only as a market commodity. He argues that the American system is not just inefficient, but ethically troubling, because high prices and fragmented financing can deny people needed care or expose them to financial ruin. This moral framing gives the book its title and its force. The economic evidence matters, but only because it reveals a larger human cost families are priced out of care they need. Reinhardt therefore presents reform as an ethical obligation as well as a technical challenge. He does not argue for abolishing markets entirely, but he insists that markets in healthcare must be constrained by social goals such as fairness, access, and protection against catastrophic expense. This perspective distinguishes the book from narrowly technical policy writing. It asks readers to evaluate the system not only by efficiency metrics, but by whether it treats healthcare as a basic social good. That ethical dimension gives the book lasting relevance in debates over reform. In conclusion, Priced Out is best suited for readers who want a serious, accessible explanation of why American healthcare remains so expensive and why reform is so difficult. Policymakers, health professionals, journalists, students of health economics, and general readers trying to understand their medical bills will all benefit from its clear framework. The book is especially useful for readers who are tired of debates that focus only on utilization or abstract ideology, because Reinhardt keeps returning to the real drivers of cost prices, administrative complexity, and opaque payment systems. Its practical value lies in helping readers see where reform pressure should be aimed, while its intellectual value lies in connecting economics to ethics without treating either as secondary. Compared with many books on U.S. healthcare, it stands out for its combination of moral seriousness, international comparison, and structural analysis. Reinhardt does not simply complain about the system. He explains how it works, why it fails, and which design choices make a more affordable system conceivable. That balance makes the book unusually credible and enduring in its category. If you would like to support UAE Reinhardt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.